Sports Central. Sports Central.
Well, Football Federation Victoria recently launched a Community in Business, which is an exciting new community business network that brings together key stakeholders within football here in Victoria, including businesses, football clubs, media and government. To talk us through, we're joined by Anthony Grimer, Football Federation Victoria General Manager for Commercial and Media. Anthony, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brett, for having me.
Good to have you on. I saw a little bit of footage, a great event that you ran recently through MSC Events. We should give them a plug as well because they put on a superb show, and I think you had Ange Postecoglou along, some other dignitaries, and to launch what is, it looks to me, a terrific initiative. Tell us a bit more about it, Anthony.
Thank you. Yes, it was a great launch event on Friday at down at Phoenix Events, and yes, MSC do put on a great show. And I say thank you to Daniel, John and Chris and the team there at the MSC. They do a fantastic job. But community and business, as you said, it really aims to unite our football community, bringing together all the key stakeholders, including the businesses, our football clubs, their sponsors, media, and all levels of government. We really wanted to produce something that's going to be of benefit to each of the various zones that football is in Victoria. Basically, it came off the back of a research project that we conducted back in 2014, specifically focusing on sponsorship within football in Victoria. And the project findings discovered that just fewer than 2,000 businesses invested commercially in Victorian community football, particularly our football clubs, and the valuable financial contribution these businesses made through sponsorship was incredibly significant. So on the back of this research, Community in Business was born. We had a massive consultation process within the community, and we decided that now's the right time to do it. Football at a community level is really booming.
I think it's a great concept, Anthony. I read the article with great interest and got a bit of background on it. And as someone who's been involved in community sport, I know how tough it is to garner sponsorship and support. And in this economic age, I mean, businesses don't just necessarily have money to throw here, there and everywhere, and they want a bit more bang for their buck, so to speak. So by having, you know, people share their resources, come together and really sort of, you know, pull everything into helping lots of different clubs and sponsors get, I suppose, more value out of that. I mean, it just seems like something that can really grow and prosper.
Definitely. And we designed about 10, key objectives for community and business. And really, they're integral to the growth and ongoing success of football in Victoria, not just the network itself.
Yep.
And I'd say the first few points were to develop and maintain sustainable business relationships for the clubs and for the sponsors themselves. It's all about networking, all about what value we can provide them through the network. But also, and not to be underestimated, the introductions and, maintain the relationships with all levels of government within the community, because that's important now that there's been a rapid growth in terms of participation, particularly here in Victoria. We had a 13% increase in player participation this year, which means we're now going to look for more facilities and better quality facilities as well. So that's where local, state and federal government plays a big role in that. And really we wanted to, given the competitors are out there, the A-League and all sorts of levels of competition where sponsors can look to. We really want to promote the benefits of investing in community football. You know, there's a massive reach there for sponsors some great benefits given that, especially the game of football, has both male and female players as well.
Okay. Tell us a bit about the membership options for those that might want to get involved, Anthony.
We thought it was important to have three levels of membership, and these can be viewed online at communityinbusiness.com.au.
Yep.
But basically, the membership offerings target businesses and football clubs. There's a series of luncheons next year for we can all come together over the course of 2016. And a full membership will give you all the benefits that you're entitled to throughout the network, but also having a table at 10 at each of these luncheons. And then it goes down from there in terms of what suits your business or your club. And we really wanted to also not discount anyone who couldn't afford it, due to a financial barrier. Wanted to make sure that anybody who is local as well could also attend these luncheons. They don't have to be big business. We're targeting small businesses as well who really make a contribution, have made a valuable contribution over the years to their clubs as well.
Outstanding. Communityinbusiness.com.au if you're listening out there and you're a Business Football Federation Victoria initiative launching just recently. Ange Postecoglou was at the lunch. Noticed Josip Skoko there as well. An exciting new community business network that brings together key stakeholders within football in Victoria, including businesses, football clubs, media and government who play such a great part. I look forward to maybe getting along one to next year. Anthony, good luck with it all and hope it's a raging success.
Thank you, Brad. We'll definitely see you there.